Music is the only language which does not contain one unkind word.
This is Music for Canadians. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, from Tip Top Tailors, who invite you to be with us for the next half hour for another program of Music for Canadians, with the Orchestra of 40 conducted by Samuel Hersenhorn, the lovely voice of Canada's brilliant new singing star, Evelyn Gould, the strings that sing, and your narrator, J. Frank Willis.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Nominations are now open for the most imaginative people in the world of music. Our own selection are those ingenious gentlemen who adapt the classics into hit tunes. Only the most vivid imagination, we feel, could ever find in a Chopin Polonaise a romantic bit entitled Till the End of Time, or in Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Overture, a ballad for the crooners called Our Love. To illustrate our point, here is Samuel Hersenhorn and his orchestra of 40 musicians to play Lecuona's Andalusia. The original song is a musical picture of an old province of Spain. Our ingenious friends of the great imagination adapted it into a ballad titled The Breeze and I. Imagine that. Time ago, before there were paratroopers, commandos, and G-men, many children wanted to grow up to be gypsies. But times have changed, and so have the gypsies. The modern youngster sees the gypsy as a quiet citizen who makes a living reading the bumps on your head. It wasn't always like that, kiddies. At one time, gypsy life meant a carefree caravan wandering through the countryside, dreamy summer evenings beside a flickering campfire, and the glorious and untamed music of the Romanys. But we'll let our young singing star, Evelyn Gould, describe it to you in a song by Victor Herbert about Romany life, entitled, oddly enough, Romany Life.
So nice to come home to is what thousands of homecoming servicemen are saying these days about their brand new tailored-to-measure tip-top clothes. And it's a pleasure and a privilege for tip-top tailors to help return these men to civilian life with colorful, comfortable civilian attire. But this presents a problem, too. With the drastic shortage of manpower and materials prevailing in our industry today, it's out of the question to give the good service we'd like to both our new civilians, our return fighting men, and to our regular customers. Naturally, you will say, servicemen first, we'll wait. So we ask our friends to please delay their purchases of new tip-top clothes until we've been able to look after the more urgent needs of our former Navy, Army, and Air Force men. To these men, of course, Tip-Top Tailors is giving its top delivery priority.
The other day, we consulted our Oxford Dictionary on the meanings of two words. The first word was jazz, and the Oxford Dictionary said,
jazz, a kind of music, syncopated 4/4 time played by dance bands in the United States.
The second word, pizzicato, was defined by the Oxford Dictionary in this manner.
Pizzicato, said of a note or passage played on the violin by plucking the string with the finger instead of using the bow.
Put those two words together, and you have jazz pizzicato, syncopated music played on the violin by plucking the strings, or as the Oxford Dictionary would not say,
in the grove, by Jove.
Here, then, is conductor Samuel Hirsenhorn and the strings that sing with Jazz Pizzicato. Like all years before it, and all since, 1923 was a year full of strange events. For example, Tokyo announced that Prince Hirohito had been promoted to the rank of commander in the Japanese Navy, while Washington announced that the Naval War College had graduated an officer called Chester W. Nimitz. And if you had happened to be the leader of a dance band in 1923, your most requested number would undoubtedly have been Wonderful One. Always maintained that there is nothing new under the sun. Take singing commercials. They're purely a development of the street salesman calling out his wares. For instance, there's the newspaper boy whose singing commercial is this.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra.
Then there's the banana vendor His style is strictly operatic.
Banana ripe! Banana ripe! Banana...
The fish salesman is not so musical, but still commercial.
Fish! Fish! Fish!
Then, of course, if you happen to be selling violets and you happen to be a fine songstress like Evelyn Gould, you would sing, Who Will Buy My Violets? Something like this.
Is a military order that has special meaning today for our homecoming servicemen. As you were now means a return to civilian status and an exchange of uniform for civilian clothes. Tip Top Tailors is happy to have the privilege and particularly happy to have the facilities to enable thousands of our new civilians to get back on Civvy Street as quickly as possible. Naturally, Tip Top Tailors is giving the speediest possible service to ex-servicemen with priority delivery far ahead of our normal schedule. This means a delay in delivery to our regular customers because of today's limitations of manpower and fabrics. We at Tip Top Tailors say thank you, as do our ex-servicemen, for your voluntary consideration in withholding your purchases of new clothing until the vital job of outfitting our returning men is completed.
November the 11th. And all through Canada, men pause in silent tribute to their fallen comrades of this war and the last. In the hell and misery of war, men have always found the peace of comradeship to sustain them. The friendship of one soldier for another. A friendship that lives forever in the memory of sharing an only cigarette or in a song like My Buddy. Now that the ads are beginning to tell us about the new post-war this and the new post-war that, many of us are beginning to wonder whether there will be anything left in this world that will not be plastic, air-conditioned, or filled with dextrose. Well, some things will remain unchanged, like the loyalty of many listeners to the good old pre-war music of the Rudolf Frimmel operettas. Here, then, is Samuel Hersenhorn and his post-war orchestra of 40 with Evelyn Gould in a medley of ever-popular Rudolf Frimmel songs arranged by Howard Cable. Incidentally, Mr. Hersenhorn's new baton is made of plastic.
have been listening to Music for Canadians, presented across Canada with the best wishes of Tip Top Tailors. 1 week from tonight, same time, you will hear again the orchestra directed by Samuel Hersenhorn, the songs of Evelyn Gould, J. Frank Willis, your narrator, and your announcer, Stanley Ornest. We hope to include you as our guest.
This is Frank Willis reminding you that good music, like an old friend, wears well. Good night.
Music for Canadians is written by Johnny Wayne. This is the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.